I'm Joe Day, and it's Tuesday afternoon. I'm at one of Kauai's many farmers markets. What is your name?
My name's Gabriella Anacalea.
And what is your name, ukulele man?
Lucas Anacalea.
So what are you guys singing?
We're singing a Hawaiian song called Nani Vale O Nawe.
And what does it mean
in English? I think it just means take care of the ocean, and yeah.
Your brother and sister?
Yes.
What are you singing for?
We are singing because we want to raise money to go to Europe.
What is your name? You're the mom.
Yes, Vera. And the kids have been playing here every Tuesday to raise money because they're going to go to Europe this summer to play in a youth World Cup in Denmark and Sweden.
And they're going to play Hawaiian music.
They're going to play Hawaiian. They're playing music so that they can go and play soccer.
What is your name again?
Aloha. My name is Kaylin Kelakoma. I'm the special programs manager with the Waipa Foundation here in Hanalei.
And the Waipa Foundation runs this particular farmer's market?
We're a nonprofit. We take care of the valley. And yes, we run the farmer's market here every Tuesday at 1:30. We've had about 30 vendors, mostly farmers. Again, we're a farmer's market. We have a couple of value-added products, food artisans, and a few crafters and artists thrown in the mix.
Why do you think farmers markets are important in today's world?
It's a connection. It's knowing your community. It's knowing your farmer who's supplying food and having that relationship, again, with your farmer and knowing exactly where your food came from.
Do you think that's something that's been lost pretty much in our culture?
I wouldn't say it's been lost. I think we're all kind of busy, and it's kind of getting back to where we started.
What about the whole idea of sustainability and food security? I mean, this is a small island. What percentage, for example, of the food that's eaten here is brought in by ship?
We see the same statistics on that, and roughly it's 85% is the numbers that they're giving us. I'm not sure if it's still that, but we're seeing the movement slowly where people are growing their own food or sourcing their food locally grown here on island. So I think we'll see those numbers change. Everybody talks about sustainability, but it's not new.
If this island, for example, became unable to sustain itself, if something were to happen and it couldn't import all its food, would there be enough of an ability to grow food here to sustain this island, do you think?
I believe so.
Realistically,
yes. I believe so. It's a big change in what we eat and the lifestyle. But yes, I believe we can sustain ourselves here, and eating fresh food, I think we will see a positive impact where we'll have healthier people.
What is your name?
I'm Linda.
Linda, you're selling a lot of fruit, a lot of bananas and some papayas?
Mm-hmm, yes, and these are all from our farm.
Where's your farm?
In Malawa'a.
Do you find that people want to buy these fresh fruits?
Oh yeah, they just love it, especially they're grown here in Kauai, and from me, this is all from my own farm too, so they like, yeah.
Do you think people feel that that's important to buy locally?
Oh yes, it's very important, and that's what everybody like also, yeah, and it's nothing like fresh also from the garden, from the farm, so, and this is all from Kauai.
You sell at other farmers markets?
Yes, I do. I go different market every day of the week. Yes.
It's hard work.
Yeah, it's very hard work, but sometimes it's worth it. Yeah, especially if we see our customers, they enjoyed it, you know, and even it's a hard work, you know, it's all right.
What is your name?
Ben Ferris.
Ben, you're one of the farmers here. What are you growing? What do you grow and what do you sell?
Well, my main crop is ginger and turmeric, and I ship those to the mainland. Also sell them at the Sunshine Markets. I also grow purple sweet potatoes as my secondary main crop, and that's only for local sales.
How long have you been doing this?
I started at about 1980.
It's not an easy job, is it?
No, it's not. I've been in construction and heavy equipment for a total of 6 years out of the time since 1980.
Why do you like this?
I'm my own boss. And I like being close to the earth, listening to what the plants have to say and responding. $3, sir.
Very good.
What'd you get there, sir?
Purple sweet potatoes.
How are you going to cook them?
Well, I haven't figured that out yet, but they're sweet potatoes. You know how to cook them.
Like a regular potato.
Yeah, I would think so.
You bake it, make sure you poke holes in it.
We'll probably add a little bit of...
butter.
Well, butter, certainly, and also some papaya in there, or some, you know, a little bit of Hawaiian fruit, and suddenly you get something that just blows you off the taste scales.
Why do you think farmers markets are important in today's world?
So much of our food comes from a long ways away that farmers markets are a good way to balance that, and that we can eat closer to home. It's going to be fresher, more alive, and we'll be fresher and more alive if we eat it.
These are family-friendly affairs, and as most island residents can tell you, they are never too far from one of Kauai's many farmers markets. Joni, you're the coconut lady.
Okay, thank you. The coconut man's over there.
And you sell a number of the different farmers markets.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Why do people like this kind of food, do you think?
Because it tastes good and it's good for you.
You were telling me that some of the farmers here, the growers, share with each other, share the food.
Yeah, so it's that whole sharing and gifting, and you know when it's hard to put a dollar amount on an item, but there's farmers that I'll trade you this for that, and you know one farm can't grow anything, so you know maybe you're good at growing ginger, but you don't have any bananas, so they share with each other. They'll do a trade.
The farmers that are here and selling, can they make a living, a decent living at it?
They can. It's hard work. Most of the farmers here, you'll see them at the other farmer markets around the island. They follow the circuit. Some of them are able to supply some of the smaller restaurants and businesses with fresh produce, which is great. But it is hard work.
Many of the farmers go from market to market throughout the week. Adele, you're one of the farmers here. What are you selling?
I'm selling rambutans, tomatoes, cucumbers, apple bananas, mangoes, creamy apple, chicos.
How long have you been selling at these farmers markets?
I've been selling here for about more than 10 years.
Why do people like this? Why do people come to these farmers markets, do you think, Adele?
Because we sell different varieties of stuff over here. Some people are selling macadamia nuts. Some people are selling lasagnas, spaghetti. Some people selling the ice cream, coconuts. And there is a lady over there too selling crops, painting, I mean. Over here is very nice. It's very, very, people are very friendly. Yeah.
I see you bought some vegetables.
Yes, some arugula for salad. And we've got some apple bananas and an avocado. We are in search for papayas.
Why do you come to this market? Why do you come to these markets?
We just heard about it and always come back.
We want fresh.
Lots of good fresh, yeah.
What's that?
I said we want fresh fruits and vegetables.
Apple bananas.
Apple bananas and...
mangoes.
Papaya. Mangoes.
What's this thing?
And some chocolate.
Chocolate.
So you know how to cook all? You know how to cook all these things?
No.
We'll Google it.
Just eat it, right?
You're going to have a banana?
Yes. We are going to have a banana.
Why do you think it's important to buy locally?
Oh, because we have kids.
I've noticed at this and other markets that many of the people who are buying the food are not local, appear not to be local, many visitors here. Do you wish that more local people would buy their food here?
Oh, definitely, but it goes back to what I said earlier. We're busy doing other things, and we're at our jobs from 9 to 5 working to pay our bills, and it's hard to always... It's hard to make it to the market sometimes during those hours. So weekend markets are busy. Eventually, I'd like to see farmers, go back to food trucks where a farmer parks in a neighborhood at a certain time in the late afternoon, early evening, and the people in the neighborhood can go right there. Or, again, knowing your farmer and getting a box of produce every few days from them.
How are the prices at these farmers markets compared to produce that you might find in a grocery store?
Oh, definitely better than what you'll find in the market. And again,
the prices.
The prices, yes. And then the quality of the produce, it's fresh. This was produce that was harvested this morning.
Kaylin, do you think there could come a point where this island could actually feed itself?
I believe so. Managing our resources properly, which includes fishing, we have to take care of our ocean, and so we just can't go down there and help ourselves to the pantry. It's taking fish at the right time. We have to watch their cycles when they're laying eggs. And the same thing with the food production is having the crops on rotation. There are greens that will be ready in 30 to 40 days, which is great. There's other ones that will be ready, like sweet potato, in about 4 to 5 months. So it's pacing ourselves.
But realistically, if whatever it is, 80% of the food on this island is comes from other sources, realistically, it would take a long time for this island to be able to produce all of its own food, wouldn't it?
It would. We'd go through the shelves on the store, the stores very quickly. But again, it comes to... It's a change in diet, and it's a lifestyle change where when we're growing our own food that we're going to be getting away from the processed food.
Do you think that an island like Kauai could ever sustain itself, support itself solely on locally grown vegetables and fruits?
Without a question. The former sugar lands are enough to supply many, many times what Kauai is. Kilauea sugar plantation was 3,000 acres. Lihue plantation was 30,000 acres of sugar cane. And then you have Kaloa, McBride, and the west side acreage of cane. There's enough land here to feed many, many times what Kauai is.
But there has to be the will to make that happen.
The what?
The will to make that happen.
Indeed, the will, the infrastructure, the water system, many of the old reservoirs are being drained because of legality issues, and that's going to cripple the potential for us growing our own as well as being able to supply other people in the growing hunger of the world.
And those lands would have to be put in the hands of local farmers, which many of them are not in those hands right now.
Correct.
How does that happen?
Financial interests, land-holding interests, speculative interests, the list goes on and on. The realtor can answer that better than I can.
But you're optimistic about the whole movement.
Sure. Optimism is what keeps us all happy.
From the Waipa Farmers Market, for KKCR, this is Joe Day reporting.